The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 190. Memorial Day, 2012. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at weaversdepartmentstore.com and check out some of the great Mayberry things they've got there. If it's a Mayberry item you're looking for, weaversdepartmentstore.com is going to have it. So drop by weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. The executive producer of episode number 190 is Todd Beckett. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It's great to have you with me here for Two Chairs. This is Memorial Day 2012 as I record this episode. Now, the podcast won't come out until tomorrow, which is Tuesday. I always record on Monday nights, and it's live. If you head over to the iMayberry community, you can head over there and see our live show at any point. Go to the Barbershop Chat, and you'll see us live on Monday nights. We'd love to have you at iMayberry Community. Drop by over there and visit with us. We'd love to get to know you and know you better. Anyway, there's my commercial. But this is Memorial Day, so I wanted to take some time and just thank all those people out there who have served in the military and who have just been a part of making this country the great, great country that it is. And as part of that, I was trying to look around on the Andy Griffith Show itself and come up with some of the people who served in the military. We know Andy did, Andy Taylor. He had served in the military, and I think Barney may have as well. But the most famous military person of all on the Andy Griffith Show was this one. So let's just hear a little bit from him, just in honor of all of our military members here on Memorial Day. We just want to remember those that are currently serving, but especially those who have given all to protect us here in this country. So let's hear this just as a little bit of a
from the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli. We fight our country's battles on the land and on the sea. First to fight for right and freedom and to keep our honor clean. We are proud to claim the title of United States Marine.
There we are, Gomer Pyle singing the Marine Corps hymn at the halls of Montezuma. Folks say, we don't really have a lot of stuff other than that that was on the Andy Griffith Show that was actually, you know, part of the heritage of the military. But, you know, we always do have our Stars and Stripes Forever as the theme for the Two Chairs No Waiting podcast. And, of course, Gomer Pyle went on from Mayberry to be a proud member of the U.S. Marine Corps, United States Marine Corps, and he is going to be our representative of all the services tonight. So we want to thank Gomer for serving, but we really do want to just express our wonderful, heartfelt thanks to those military members of the United States Armed Forces who have kept us safe over the years. My grandfather was one of them, and so many have served in the past. Now, we've been talking about George Lindsay passing away recently, but before he passed away, he had this to say to all those men and women serving in the military, and I believe it would be to those in the honor of today as well as for the military. So let's hear from George.
I just want to say God bless all you men. I really appreciate what you're doing, and tell everybody Goober said hey.
So there's Goober just thanking the members of the armed forces. Now this is going to be a shorter podcast this week because it is Memorial Day and it's a holiday. And so a lot of us are having cookouts and everything, but I hope you remembered those who had given so much for this country. I believe that is definitely in the Mayberry spirit. And I found something. Now, this is not Mayberry related per se, but I've got to believe that Andy and Barney and Gomer and all those folks in Mayberry would have been watching this man on television back in the day. Now, so what we're going to hear is Red Skelton. Now, Red Skelton, he did the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, some of you may have heard this. I've had it posted over at the iMayberry community website this last several days. But this is coming from the Red Skelton show that was on CBS television. And this was from January 14th, 1969, when Red Skelton read the Pledge of Allegiance. And since then, this pledge has been read into the congressional records of the United States and has been received, it's received many awards and accolations because, folks, I believe this goes so far in just saying just a little bit about where we are as a country and where we should be and the respect we should have for not only our country, but for the men and women who serve us and have done so much for us. So we're pretty much going to close out the show with this. I'll play out the theme song after this is over. And then also we got a little bit of an advertisement. There's an event coming up. You can listen to it after the theme song, but it's coming up this week. So if you get to hear it live or hear it this week, we might see you down at this event. But otherwise, folks, let's hear from Red Skelton.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I went to the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher, Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, and he says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity, allegiance, my love and my devotion, to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom, wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United, that means that we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice,
the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance: under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer, and that would be eliminated from schools too?
There's no wedding, folks. Thanks for coming. Love to hear from you next week. You can email me at floyd@imayberry.com or drop by our websites at twochairsnowedding.com and leave a message for me. You can call me at 888-684-8415. Love to hear from you. We'll see you guys next week.
Mae Clampett is packing up her critters and headed to Gordo, Alabama, where you can meet her at the 25th Annual Mule Day and Chicken Fest on the first weekend in June. The real Ellie Mae, Donna Douglas, will be at the big festival to sign autographs all day on Saturday, June 2nd. Mayberry Deputy David Browning is Barney Fife, and Floyd the Barber, Alan Newsom, will also participate. The festival starts Thursday night with a carnival for the kids and continuing Friday night and all day Saturday with lots of great entertainment. Saturday's schedule is packed with loads of fun, including a beef, chicken, and dessert cook-off, a kiddie tractor race, a vintage military flyover, lots of arts and crafts, and food vendors. And don't forget the big Mule Day Parade, featuring antique cars, tractors, and a whole lot more. For more information, call the Gordo Area Chamber of Commerce at 205-364-7870 or visit gordochamber.com. See you at the Gordo Mule Day and Chicken Fest the first weekend in June.